Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Let's listen to the sound of newly minted Grammy winner Trombone Shorty, a.k.a. Troy Andrews, from his first full-length album in 5 years. Lifted, and it spotlights the joyful New Orleans jazz Trombone Shorty grew up with, alongside some funk, some rock, some big brass sound. He worked with producer Chris Seyfried, and the album features collaborations with New Breed Brass Band, Gary Clark Jr., and Lauren Daigle. Lifted is dedicated to his mom, Lois Nelson Andrews, a huge presence in New Orleans and a major influence in Shorty's life. She passed away in 2021. From her and his grandmother, Jessie Hill, he inherited a passion for music that began when he played his first jazz fest at age 4. Got the name Trombone Shorty because he started playing when he was a shorty, a little kid, and he was actually shorter than the trombone. Today, he stands tall as a jazz fest staple, closing out the festival this year for the first time since the pandemic began. This summer, he'll be part of the summer stage lineup in Central Park. That show is on June 13th. If you've not seen him live, you need to do it. He's great. Trombone Shorty, Troy Andrews, joins us now for an All of It listening party. Hi, Troy.
How you doing? Thank you for having me.
I am doing great. I'm sorry I mumbled through the beginning of that. I just got so into the groove of the song that I lost I lost myself there for a minute. So,
it's okay.
Your first full-length album in 5 years. What were you working on? Were you working through something in those 5 years? And how did you know you were ready to get going?
Well, fortunately for me, myself and my band, I didn't realize that it was so long because we tour nonstop. You know, most artists, they tour when there's an album cycle, but we've been very fortunate to be able to tour year round and average about 200 shows a year, and we never stop. So I never pay attention that it's been that long. And then I just started to feel like I needed to create some music, and I went in the studio and created for a while. And in between tours and rehearsals, I'll put down some ideas and then invite the band come in. And it kind of shaped up like that, but I didn't realize that it was that long.
The album cover is this adorable, lovely picture with you, with your mom. She's holding you, little you, with a toy saxophone in your mouth. And you write in your liner notes, "This record would not have been possible without everything I learned from my mother, Lois Nelson Andrews. She is my inspiration and my teacher in keeping the culture and spirit of Tremé alive." What was the most important thing your mother taught you in life and then about music?
Well, she taught me in life to never short my dreams, always go for it, and that anything was possible with hard work. And she always was there with the loving, the mother love that you can expect from a great mother. And even though that she wasn't a musician, she lived and breathed music her whole life. Mm. She would bang on the bass drum. She had so much rhythm in her that she taught me. I don't think, you know, anyone in my family is not influenced by her musically, even though she couldn't play. It just lived in her soul and spirit, and she just tried to transfer to us as much as she could. She would teach me She would take me when I was younger to play my trombone and try to repeat what she would speak to me. Huh. You know, so she would say a sentence or something, and she would say, "Now talk back to me through the trombone." And so all of that, it was very tribal communication that we had. Even though she couldn't speak music, she taught me a lot.
What did she call you when you got in trouble?
Troy Michael. So she would call me by my first and, well, it was supposed to be my full name, but when I was born, they put it as my second name, my middle name, but she would call me that. And she wouldn't really get upset with me. I would leave home and she would just write me a note and leave it on my pillow later on to express how she felt, because for some reason, she didn't feel like she didn't want to hurt my feelings or curse me out, mm-hmm. or whatever it may be, like the way she do my older siblings. We had a different relationship, but she would just write a note. But she'll yell at me at first, and then she'll walk away, and then she'll write a note. And when I get home, I'll have to read it, and then, you know, I have to go make up later.
When you have a mom that gets disappointed, sometimes that's worse than getting yelled at.
Yeah, absolutely. I was very nervous and scared when she would walk away.
My guest is Trombone Shorty. The name of the new album is Lifted. So there's all these great instrumental solos. We're going to listen to Lie to Me in just a minute. When you're working on a solo, how many times do you record it? When do you know you've got it right?
This time around on this album, I was writing so much music that when it got time for the solo, I had to take a break because I wasn't in the solo mode. I was really trying to just compose this music and get the parts and everything. Sometimes it'll happen in one take. Sometimes I wouldn't feel that it is right, and I'll just continue to play until I feel like I physically feel something spiritually happening. But sometimes on some of these songs, it just felt so right on the first take. And then there's other ones where I probably took two or three solos, and that's how it came out.
Let's listen to Lie to Me from Lift It. This is Trombone Shorty. Lifted. My guest is Troy Andrews, Trombone Shorty. So you recorded this in your own studio, is that right?
Yes, I have a studio in New Orleans. I've been having it maybe about five, six years. I bought it from a group, a rock band here in New Orleans. Their name is Better Than Ezra.
And I know Kevin. In that group.
You know Kevin.
I know, yeah, Kevin, yeah. Griffin.
There you go. Yeah. So, and he actually wrote a song on my last album, Parking Lot Symphony. So I got it from those guys, and it's been a wonderful home for me and my band.
You have so many great collaborations. You're working with the artist Lauren Daigle. And correct me if I'm wrong, she's a contemporary Christian artist, right?
Yes, she is. Yep.
What do you like about her work?
I mean, she's also from Louisiana. She lives in New Orleans, and we're great friends. But I think she's always singing uplifting music, you know, contemporary Christian music, but in a pop sensibility. And she's just a wonderful person, you know, like when you're around her, she's just such a sweet human being that you can't help not but to love her. So she speaks very positive music and putting joy out there. And we do the same thing, but in a different way, you know, just celebrating life and celebrating what we feel in New Orleans. But she's just an incredible artist also.
Is faith a part of your work for you?
I think it's a part of all of our work in New Orleans. You know, we live on faith and the spirit and just uplifting people in life. And even though we go through some of the hardest times in New Orleans, we still celebrate at any cost to know that life is very short and we want to make the best of it no matter how hard things are.
We're talking to Trombone Shorty about his new album, Lifted. We'll have more after a quick break, but let's go out to break on this song, What It Takes. Baby, you don't know who you are anymore. Do you? Maybe you got a little too much too soon.
Are you ready to go through the darkness? Are you ready to go?
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. My guest this hour is Trombone Shorty. The new album is called Lifted. Trombone Shorty will be performing at Summer Stage on June 13th. So, Troy, you worked with Chris Seyfried, who's worked with Andra Day and Fits in the Tantrums. He's an artist in his own right. What kind of input did he give you that was really useful?
He's such an incredible person and a musician that he plays the guitar and he's a great songwriter. So there's always things that I'm not thinking about that he make one small suggestion and it opens up a whole nother world of writing for me. For instance, we may be doing one song and he may say, hey, the A part, which is where a verse would be, how about we make that the chorus chord structure underneath? And that's not something I would have thought about. And then he'll say, take it to another place and add some different chords on it. So it's a great collaborative effort with him in all type of senses musically. And we just talk a lot. And then it's just wonderful to have him there because he's hearing things that I'm not necessarily hearing and vice versa for him too. And then we just come together and collaborate and try to make the best material that we can.
I love one of the notes about the song, I'm Standing Here. You said it's the track you would play if you were entering a wrestling ring. So, okay. So if you're, so what frame of mind would this song put you in if you were literally or metaphorically entering a wrestling ring?
Well, if you listen to it, it says I'm standing here, no matter, I'm anxious, I'm nervous, but I'm not running away from the opportunity. Or I'm not going to fear anything. So whatever it is in life or whatever situation is, I'm here. So if I was a wrestler and I'm going up against a 7-foot guy, I'm not going to be scared. I'm still standing here.
Let's listen. I'm Standing Here from Trombone Shorty. Trombone Shorty off the new album Lifted. That features the good and great Gary Clark Jr. on guitar. When you're working with Gary, what is it like to work with Gary?
We've been working together for a few years live, but we've never recorded together.
Oh, wow.
We went on tour together. We played. He came down and played with me at the NBA All-Star game when we played the halftime for it. And we've done a lot of things together, but when I finished the track, I added that horn section that he played on at the end of it last. I went home and I thought about that as I was listening to it to see if there was anything else that I wanted to put on there. And I just thought that his guitar and his styling of playing would be perfect over that track. And I reached out to him and I sent it to him, and he sent it right back to me. A wonderful human being, a great musician. And just, I just love being around him and collaborating with him. He always pushed me whenever I hear him playing a solo or something and we on stage, I'm like, I really got to step it up because he's just amazing.
So yeah, it's kind of interesting. As after playing with him live for so long, what was something that you noticed about his work in the recording process that maybe you hadn't really picked up before?
Well, in this situation, because the pandemic was happening, I sent him the track. So we've never been in the studio together. So he recorded himself and sent it back to through Pro Tools, and we were able to add it to the track. So I haven't collaborated with him in person in the studio yet, but from what I can hear, from what he sent to me, he works very hard and he's very serious about what he's doing.
I want to play a bit of the title track, Lifted. What's this song about, and what's something you'd like our audience to listen for when we play this clip?
Well, mostly I think on this track, we were going for that live feel as we were doing on the whole album. But the song is just, you know, get lifted, kind of like Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away. You know, it was influenced by that type of thing. But I think it'll be, I don't know, you have to let your ears be your eyes, you know.
Let's listen to Lifted, the title track from Trombone Shorty. Lifted, the title track from Trombone Shorty's new album. Did you always know you were going to have such an eclectic mix of sounds on this record?
Well, I think that's just a direct influence of being in New Orleans. Mm. I've played and worked with so many great musicians that play subgenres of New Orleans. I've worked with the rock New Orleans musicians, hip-hop, funk, R&B, whatever it may be. I've been fortunate enough and blessed enough to be able to collaborate with all those guys, and just hearing that musical gumbo as I was coming up, I didn't know that we really call it different names. I just played on different stages with different people that play different instruments. I will go play with my brother in the streets, and it would be tubas and drums and cowbells and trumpets, and then he would take me to go play on stage with Dr. John, and then there's guitars and Alan Toussaint and bass guitars and organs and different thing, a totally different thing, a different feel of New Orleans music. But I'm just playing off of everything that I experienced in my life and all of the collaborations that I've done. It just sticks with me and it comes out naturally.
My guest is Trombone Shorty. The new album's called Lifted. He'll be at Summer Stage on June 13th. What have the audiences been like now that you've been back out on the road?
It's been really fun. It's been emotional. You know, some people, we come back and we play. I've seen people crying at the shows. Hopefully that's not because I played a bad note, but it's been I haven't seen people crying that much at the show because we bringing New Orleans funk to them and some joyous music. Everybody's been very excited to be able to come back. My band and I, we're feeding off of their energy, which is so high. and they raised the bar for us to play even harder. But it's been a wonderful thing to be able to be back and be on the stage and play in front of actual human beings.
Before we let you go, you have a picture book, a kid's book, Trombone Shorty, won a Caldecott honor, a Coretta Scott King Illustrator Award, a story of your childhood. And your, what made you write the book?
I was talking with my with Bill Taylor, who's a friend of my father, but he also is the president of my foundation and academy that we have in New Orleans. Mm. And I was just remembering some stories from my childhood, and he started to write them down, and then we made it into a book. And that's how that happened. I wasn't planning on making a kid's book or anything of that nature. I never thought of that until I started talking, and he was like, wait a minute, let me get my phone and let's start writing this down. And it came out to be something very fun. I meet a lot of kids. Some of them, when they meet me, they're disappointed because they say that I'm not the little boy in the book anymore. But it's very cute. And then their teachers or their mothers or something let them watch videos of me as a grown man now. And it's just so wonderful to see the impact that the book has had around the world on kids. And you know, they dress up and play the trombone. And it's just unbelievable to experience that type of love and to be able to introduce them to this style of music and have them be excited about it.
The name of the album is Lifted. It's out now. Trombone Shorty will be performing on Summon Stage on June 13th. Troy, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for your music.
Thank you for everything.